Stop Pretending Podcast with your hosts Kevin Ray and Tasia Nevels.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's Stop Pretending. I'm Kevin Ray.
And I'm Tasia Neek.
Hey, it's a pleasure to do business with you, Tay. Look,
how's your week been?
It's been cool, yo. I'm tired of work still, but we're going to talk about a lot of that today. But overall, I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm fresh off a birthday.
Virgo season. Happy birthday. What did you do for your birthday? Did you take those trips that you were planning on doing?
I did not take the fucking trips. I did invite you to the cookout. You didn't show up.
Oh, yeah. But did you bring my chicken, though? Oh, did you eat my chicken?
I did eat it.
But you ate my chicken.
It's okay.
My mom
was just talking to my sister. She was like, yeah, Tay, we always play with Tay and all that. And so she, you know, her grandma and mama always cook for my boy. So I'm gonna make sure she have a plate and stuff like that.
And you ate my damn plate.
I just kept quiet while she was talking.
Damn.
And just pretended like, yeah. She said, she was great. She just wanted
Damn. Thank her anyway.
You know what I hear a lot of these days?
What?
Is that nobody wants to work. I hear that from the older generation a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about that? Like the possibility of our economy changing because people want a better life work balance. So like 4-day work week, the possibilities of that. Would you be open to working? I know you hate work. You've always hated work ever since I've known you. I wasn't sold on that idea when I first met you. Like, I was big on working. I was big on, like, I remember you would have these conversations. You'd be like, you're not tired of working? Like, you've been working since 16. We've been working since Arby's.
Yeah.
And you just opened my mind. You were the first one I can say opened my mind to the possibility of not working and being okay with that. And then I always say, you know, you've worked many jobs.
I've worked at least 200 jobs in my life.
Man, if any president wants to know how to get a job in any economy, I say ask Tasia. I can only, like when people tell me they can't find a job, I say I can only hear about it because my best friend Tasia, no problem at all.
I literally like use job interviews to practice on how to get a job. Like I cannot even want the job, but I would still go to the interview on how to practice on how to get the job. So it's just all about finessing. It's just the game of finesse, you know?
You bad jobs, bro.
I like, sure do.
No fucking problem with that.
I get jobs like within a week. Like, and it be all types of jobs,
struggle
too.
Struggle where?
Nah,
dude?
The struggle come after I get hired. Yeah. The truth, that the getting a job is the easy part.
But I feel like you should do a segment on that. Like, how do you land and bag the job you want? Because yeah. you have no fucking problem with that.
I sure don't.
Bro, Wells Fargo. I mean, I don't know if we want to name
them. Name them. I didn't work at banks.
It's okay.
I don't work at banks, restaurants. I didn't work for companies. I didn't work for news stations. I feel like I've done everything. Call centers. I done it all.
Damn, girl. I'm so proud of you, though, because you still have the spirit of working on you. And even though you don't like it, you still do it.
I still do it because I ain't got no choice.
You're getting up in the morning? Who would have known?
I don't have a choice, bro. It's like, how we gonna live if we don't do it? We don't have a choice.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was reflecting on the 4-day work week, a possibility of that. Because it's been 96 years since the 5-day work week was adopted by the U.S., actually, it was August 20th, 1866, a newly formed organization named the National Labor Union acts by Congress to pass a law mandating the 8-hour workday. Though their efforts failed, they inspired Americans across the country to support labor reform over the next few decades. Just important dates, right? May 1st, 1867, the Illinois legislature passed a law mandating an 8-hour workday. Many employers refused to cooperate, and a massive strike erupted in Chicago. That day became known as May Day. Let's pause there because I want to talk about progress in America. Anything that happens in America, we have to fight it out. It requires a fight.
Yeah.
Please let that reflect on our generation, right? Everything that we have up to this day is because somebody chose to not pretend and open their damn mouth and fight for what we got.
Wow, and that's an amazing observation. Because, like, why would you want to tussle with your own people all of the time?
It's in our DNA.
To make our way of life better.
We got, like, the fuck away from Britain because of a fucking fight over tea. Over tea, my nigga. How much more is your life worth? You understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
Now, another day. 1906, the 8-hour workday was instituted at two major firms in the printing industry. September 3rd, 1916, Congress passed the Adamson Act, a federal law that established an eight-hour workday for interstate railroad workers. The Supreme Court constitutionalized the act in 1917. September 25th, 1926, Ford Motor Companies adopted a 5-day, 40-hour work week. Bruh, 1926, we're still following the pattern of a Ford Motor.
Wow.
For Wells Fargo, for AT&T, for T-Mobile, for everything we do. Social Security, Walmart, just every damn thing is following the model from 1926. You can't tell me, bruh. These cars that they sold and made is not outdated. The whole workload is just not outdated. Come on.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's amazing. And it's really sad because as things fluctuate and things have changed, it's not... I don't know. I just feel like it was purposeful because they were still building, you know, a new country, and they still had a lot of, I get it why it worked back then, but we're here now and it's literally depressing people and it's really taken away from people out of the workforce. So you would think that they would.
Family.
Yeah.
You can't hang with your friends.
It's doing the opposite of what it was doing in 1926. And that's because, you know, and I noticed that America just has this thing of just holding on to history.
Just for sake of history.
Just for the sake of it being history. And I noticed that, I don't want to point any fingers, but I noticed that, you know, a group of people in our country, they love to tell stories and they love to always just cling on to the past as if anything new or innovative is a threat to the history of this country. And that the history is probably going to be the downfall of this country if things don't change.
And, you know, a recent surveyed managers around the world reporting logging more than 40 hours a week. In the U.S., a whopping 58% of managers said they worked over 40 hours a week. Presumably, some of that time is spent at home answering emails instead of the office. Meanwhile, there's evidence that some Americans see working around the clock as a kind of status symbol. What American sees that? But while many people claim to be working 60 or 80 hour work weeks, much of that time isn't very productive, they find. I mean, how much of the time of the day that you feel like is dead space, right? Like, you're told to do the, to help the customer or whatever, but you might be standing around doing nothing. Like, it's just unnecessary. But in fields like finance and consulting, some workers may only be pretending to work 80-hour weeks, a recent study suggests. In general, research suggests that we can handle working 60-hour weeks for 3 weeks. After that, we become less productive. So, you know, some different points I was thinking about for Stop Pretending from our podcast. It's just how, number one, it used to be something a company would use to attract new talent is having a work-life balance. I don't even think I hear that term anymore in interviews.
And I feel like a lot of companies, they use the term work-life balance to reel you in. It's like jobs are starting to trick people into working for them now. And they'll try to use these key phrases that that are attractive to get people in the door. But once they do, it's not like that. I remember I just recently was hired at a job for some type of marketing thing. And I was so inspired for the first 2 weeks about the culture and how they claim to have a good work-life balance. But once I actually got there, they started explaining how the more you work, the more you'll meet your numbers. And the whole dynamic of it changed. It was more so about, okay, well, yeah, we do have a good culture here. We do have a good work-life balance, but we do want you to work more because we need to produce more. Like, And it's just like, this is not...
I want you to work, but not work.
Yeah. Work. Like, no, they use that to try to trick you in and reel you in. Like, it's really strange. But yeah, work life, that is not real no more.
Number two, there is literally no middle ground when getting errands done on your work day. Because your shift runs from 7:30 to 5:30. Like, I can't even get my hair cut. I can't even get my bill. Like, I mean, well, thank God for auto pay and all those different things. But still, I'm not doing auto pay. Let me, who am I kidding? But what I'm saying, like, just necessary errands I want to do. Like, or I just.
That's the biggest struggle I'm going through right now. Like, banks closing early. You can't make any deposits. UPS store closing at 6:30. If you got kids, God bless you. God bless you. Because I don't know how you have the energy right. to go pick them up, take them places.
Y'all are heroes.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine having children? And you get off at work at 5:30.
No kids.
Who was picking up your kids? Who's picking up the kids? Right. Who's picking up the kids? Don't school let out around 3:30.
You know, now, and this has gotten so bad that jobs feel they're doing you a favor because they've included in the benefit package now where they paying for more time for your kids to stay at the daycare.
Wow.
And women think that's a fucking benefit. And I mean, it's a benefit. Don't get me wrong, but
staying away from your kids, you gotta raise them.
Who's gonna raise these damn
people? Who's raising these kids? But yeah, that's a big one for me. Like, literally, the work from 7:30 to 5:30, it literally eats up so much of your time that you literally have no energy to create something outside of work. And I think that is why, that's one of the main reasons why America is holding on to this system, is because they don't want you to find a way out of working and producing and manufacturing for the United States economy. Because if you did, you will not be, you know, you will not be in the system anymore. You will kind of be beating the system out and having more work-life balance. And it was too many people that are having, and let's keep it real, it's too many minorities, mm-hmm. you know, escaping when we need that lower pool of people that is going to keep, you know, the economy flowing, because these people at the top, they're barely doing shit. You see what I'm saying? For these companies, you notice the more responsibility, not even responsibility, I won't even say that because we're going to talk about that. But you notice that the higher the role gets, the less you do for some reason. It's just, it's all about a title now. And mm-hmm. you're just basically making decisions. You're not doing none of the footwork, none of the pedal work, none of the
acting. We are the new slaves, y'all.
Yeah. Like,
white, black, or brown. I mean,
white, black, or brown. White people in yeah, the there's are, there are. You yeah. know, it's just like, but it's a, but we got a lot of people got old money and they've used their old money to make themselves very comfortable so where they don't have to be the foot peddlers. And
that pesky 1% that just don't want to give their wealth up.
It's hard to swim. It's hard to swim out of this. But thank God that we're seeing people who are swimming out of it.
They have the nerve to ask, why no workers? Where are the workers? Nobody wants to work. Everywhere I travel, it's just short staffed, and I can't get my service met because, you know, you're short staffed. That's not my problem. And, you know, who wants to work when you have to deal with the attitudes and micromanagement of managers? Hence why work from home is so preferred. I'm so jealous of people who work from home. I'm so jealous of people who can actually wake up and just decide they want to work and be in their damn night clothes and still working. Like, nobody has to see them, don't have to put no makeup on, don't have to cut, don't have to take a bath, don't have to do anything. Like, you literally can work from home and nobody know about it. May have to get in a Zoom call just to prefer, but you know what I'm saying? And trying to still hire people for $13 an hour. $13 is an insult. Hear me. $13 is an insult. You better ask for 24 or 25 or better.
They're not finna give you no 24 or 25. People's not, they're not about to pay you no 24.
Well, you better start high, and they better, and they
people
say,
people with degrees don't even make $24, $25. And that's a fucking ripoff. We spent loan money to get degrees, and we still coming in entry level positions making $15, $16 an hour.
But you know, I don't even know if we call this post pandemic, but even during the pandemic,
before the pandemic.
Yeah, true. But I'm just saying, you know, companies, $13 an hour is not the flex you think it is. $25 a bit, I feel like. But I feel like the most effective, best protest ever was when people decided not to work. Hence the stimuluses, hence the, you know what I'm saying? But people were getting PPP loans and, you know what I mean, different things. They were making ways out of no ways. But Like, that was the most effective because I felt like it told the companies, we're showing the companies what they really are without us. Robots can't replace human touch.
I agree.
And then, number five, I was going to talk about busy work, anyone? Who loves it? Ever had that manager that just wants you to look busy? Just find you some shit to do. All this meaningless standing around on your feet, making cold calls, annoying people that don't want to be bothered, cleaning the store now. Like, I'm the fucking janitor now.
Yeah, just like they, you got to drain every little bit of energy from me for this $13 an hour, which is absolutely sad.
Oh, and don't forget how these jobs slick trying to increase your roles. Have you doing two and three roles for the payment of one?
Yeah, it seems like the less you make, the more obligated to the job you are until you hit general manager.
Bro, they tricked my friend one time. I ain't gonna name drop this company, but it's a very popular company in Birmingham. But man, told her she was getting promotion, and then she was so happy about it. No increased pay, it was a lateral move, lateral promotions. Well, it really wasn't a promotion; it's a lateral move. But in their eyes,
it was a step to a position,
like you said about the title, how important they put on the title. But anyway, now I kind of found out she's doing both the job she left and the job she inherited, or the job that she was promoted to, quote unquote. Now she's doing both roles for one pay.
That's absolutely sad, and I would absolutely not do that. My thing is, she knows how to do that role, so why not leave and go somewhere else? I mean, I get it's easier said than done, but you didn't, just like they're using you, you can just use the skills that you've learned to how to do and go somewhere else.
And I see a lot of that. Shout out to my friend Nella that actually she used the skills, and now she's hired on with Amazon for a previous company she was working for. And so I see a lot of that now, that people just getting the skills, getting the title, and running to get the bag.
From what I've heard, that's the only way to have a salary increase is if you switch jobs every 2 years. And I can agree to that. Most of the times I switch jobs, I do see an increase based off of resumes, positions I've held in the past. They automatically assume that I know how to do a lot. And so the pay does increase if it's in a similar industry.
Do you put every role that you've done on the resume?
No, okay. I just tailor it to whatever position that I apply for.
Right, I agree. Yeah. But even I feel like all this fucking hiring, like with all the turnover these companies experience, why not just pay out the money it takes to train those people and pay your existing people more? Maybe you'll attract more talent. People will go where they are paid the most. It ain't gonna hurt you companies to pay these folks. It makes our economy stronger when the people have money in their pockets to spend. We gonna fucking spend it. We gonna give it back to you. We're gonna get an iPhone. We're going to get the Chanel bag if we got the fucking money.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to keep money from us, nigga?
I wanted to talk about the UK, and the UK is actually trying out a 6-month trial of a 4-day work week. Mm. And it's a preliminary, as of right now, it's a preliminary success, according to Forbes.com. Out of 41 companies that responded to the questionnaire that were participating in the, experiment or whatever, 35 of them said that they were likely or very likely to continue with reduced working week after the pilot ends. A lot of them are going to continue with the 4-day work week even after this is over because they've seen some changes to the company and to their workers. And they also took note that the productivity has improved for nearly half of the companies, and 86% of the respondents said that at this point they would be extremely likely to consider the idea of retaining a 4-day work week when the pilot ends. And one owner even saying that customers haven't really noticed a difference with them working 4 days a week out of 5 days a week. So, you know, this is a proven system. The UK is doing this right now as we speak. They started in, I believe, September and have been going strong ever since. And it's working.
You know they run shit. So
they run shit. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is just proof that, you know, the idea of a 4-day work week is happening. and I feel like it's gonna be adopted soon. I just wish that America would start their own type of, you know, experiments, or, you know, let a Chick-fil-A, you know, Chick-fil-A, I feel like is, you know, taking that, they're headed in that direction, and I wish other companies would kind of follow suit on creating their own traditions when it comes to work weeks and work days and what, you know.
And so people often ask me, am I pro-union or do I? And I say, hell the fuck yeah. Anything to shake the current situation up, just whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get unions involved on your jobs. Like, it's just so much abuse going on out here with these commission-only jobs. You know, my niece's friend actually told me over dinner this past week for my birthday how the guy wouldn't pay her. He had a commission-only job for her, and she was just getting used. Like, she would get paid maybe $200 or $300 here and there. And I was like, girl, you could go to the ELC. The ELC is who you need to be familiar with, y'all, is that they will stand up for your rights as an employee. They will sue on your behalf.
What does the ELC stand for?
Equal Opportunity Employment Opportunity Commission. You know, just they're going to stand up for you on these jobs. And then, you know, if you're ever surveyed or given feedback from companies on how they can improve, suggest a four-day work week. Tweet about it. Post it. You know what I'm saying? Let's make this normal. Let's normalize using our influence, our votes, to rally around this, because we're tired as fuck, y'all.
We're tired. Everything is increasing, but nobody wants to, you know, empower people as far as you know, us having money and freedom and the energy.
Responsibilities are increasing.
Yeah, everything is increasing. Inflation. Yes. The depression. The gas, the
groceries.
Depression and finances is at an all-time high.
No money is increasing.
Yeah,
no
income is increasing. No money is increasing. It's just more energy people want to take from you. People say, oh, you got to have 7 jobs to make it. I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to be working 7 jobs to be successful. I shouldn't have to have 7 streams of income to be successful.
You struck a nerve there, because I do feel like even some black people who are in positions and making more money, now they feel like they on the heel now. So they can tell you, oh, you should have 2 or 3 incomes, 3. Well, really and truly, we shouldn't make the hoop bigger.
Yes.
Let's just jump through the fucking hoop.
Yes.
We don't have to make it bigger.
Yes, let's look outside of the hoop. Why is the hoop this size?
Why is the hoop this size? Let's just question that. And stop attaching the hoop to your worth.
Yes.
And stop attaching the hoop to if you're important or not, or if you now got the option to flex on your people now. No, rally for your people. If you're in these positions of influence, if you're a manager, I heard one girl say one time, a manager saw how tired she was, read the room, and told her, take a nap, girl. On the clock. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of compassion, that kind of rallying, like,
I used to work at Waffle House. Our manager used to let us do that. I used to fall, but I used to cry. Like, I used to go sit me up. I'll go get some sleep. Yeah. But I agree. Yeah, like have that empathy for, especially if you're in a leadership position, you got to have empathy for your people. These are human beings.
Yeah, these are
Yeah, we're not robots. And you can't replace us. No matter how much you want to, you cannot, like you said, you cannot replace that human touch. So have some empathy for people. And you got to realize, bro, we got 12 hours in a day. We spend 8 of it working for other people. We got that leaves up with what? 4 hours
to sleep, watch TV,
to go spend some, hug your kids,
scroll
and put them in the bed,
play with your pets.
Yes, you got 4 hours to yourself outside of that. That's absolutely insane that a job has this. You should not be spending more time with coworkers than your own family, than your children. That is really, really weird.
America's getting away with murder, and they know they are.
That's absolutely strange. Like, I don't.
I am always in awe of how.
And then you don't even like. And let's talk about how you don't even like your coworkers. Like, I don't even be caring about my. I got to spend 8 hours of my time by people that I don't even really give a fuck about.
And we be calling each other family.
Yes, yeah, about we trying to push that shit on us. I don't like Karen.
I did
Karen
not
don't like
ask
me
to be adopted in this work family.
I don't
this
know
is not
y'all.
Family.
Y'all wouldn't piss on me if I was on fire. Let
if
me
I was family, you wouldn't be writing me up. If I was family,
okay.
You wouldn't be adding all these extra
you
documentation
be talking about
on
me to Lisa when
trying
I ain't
to fuck
around.
With my livelihood.
God damn. Let's stop pretending.
Stop pretending. Get out there, motherfucker. Say something.
God damn.
Stop pretending podcast at gmail.com if you want to email us with more topics that you want to hear about from us. We just love you guys. We genuinely, genuinely love you. Pray for you every day. And just thank you for those who've already subscribed. Thank you. And just keep sharing it. Keep telling people because we are on the move.
Yeah, be sure to follow the Instagram, too. We're trying to get some content up on there. It's coming, but just follow the Instagram.
Be patient, y'all. Trust me. We coming. We coming hard.